Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. This is Happy English Podcast, episode 512. Live, live, and life. Hey guys, it's Michael here from Happy English, and I'm back with another podcast English lesson. It's September, and here in the USA, that means it's the start of a new school year. I think that even as adults, September brings us some feeling that something new is in the air. That's especially true for me here at Happy English. That's right. I've got something new for you. I am excited to let you know that the Happy English podcast is now available as an Alexa skill. It's a free add-on for your Amazon Echo and other Amazon smart speakers. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Happy English Podcast to add this skill to your Alexa account. I'm really happy to be able to bring you this podcast, and it is now live on Alexa. And that brings us to today's English lesson. Today, we are going to look at live, live, and life. These three words can be tricky to pronounce and use correctly. Hey, thanks to Vincent for his suggestion for this lesson. If you have a suggestion for an English lesson, leave me a voicemail or send me a message at myhappyenglish.com. Okay, let's check it out. Live, which is spelled L-I-V-E, is a verb, and there are a few ways that we use live. First of all, we use live to talk about a place. For example, I live in New York and Jack lives in Brooklyn. A lot of animals live in that forest. I'm glad that I live in a place that has great pizza. We also use live to talk about time. For example, those samurai lived in the 18th century. We live in interesting times, don't you think so? I wonder what it was like to live in prehistoric times. And finally, you can say that something lives in a certain way or to a certain age. Those plants live best in indirect light. She's 90 years old and has lived an amazing life. In that children's book, the prince and princess lived happily ever after. Live has the same spelling as live, but as you can tell, the pronunciation is different. In addition, live is an adjective. Here are some examples. When we talk about humans, animals, and plants, live means living or not dead. Here are some examples. They have some interesting live animals at that circus. Artificial plants are easy to care for, but I prefer live house plants. You can't transport live animals into a country without special permission. We also use live when we talk about a performance that the audience can experience in real time. The performance happens and it is experienced by people who are in the audience at the same time that the entertainers are performing. For a live performance, the audience could be in the same room as the entertainers, or the audience could experience the live performance on the radio, on television, or streaming online. For example, in New York City, you can experience live jazz 7 nights a week. Nothing sounds better than a live string quartet. Many New Year's Eve television programs are broadcast live. The word lives, spelled L-I-V-E-S, is the plural form of the noun life. The life of a doctor is not easy. The lives of those doctors are not easy. The arts, such as music and fine art, can enrich our lives. They say that cats have 9 lives. And this is also where the confusion is, because L-I-V-E-S is also pronounced lives. For example, Jack lives in Brooklyn. A cat has 9 lives. So the spelling of those two words is the same, but they are different words. Here's a sentence to help you remember this point. A doctor lives their life to save lives. A doctor lives their life to save lives. Well, that's our English lesson for today. If you want to read the examples in this lesson or get word-for-word transcripts of the Happy English podcast, just visit myhappyenglish.com and check lesson 512. Thanks for studying, and I'll see you next time at Happy English. Catch you later.
This podcast is brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.